Now I'm going to give a brief explanation of centering prayer, and this is the first in a series, and how long it's going to be, I cannot say at this moment. We're just going to play it by, as we say, by the Spirit, to see how it's taking with you, and the response, and what's happening, because this can go on for quite a while. And I'm saying this too, once you've begun this, don't give it up, because it is the kind of prayer that moves us into the closest relationship with the Lord. It is, you might say, the final step that we would reach with our efforts at union with God. Then from that point on, God takes over more and more. So that's the ultimate of prayer. That's the purpose of prayer. So that we're out of it and God is in it totally. And that becomes contemplation. So this is the first step into contemplation. For this, you need to be available. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to give a 20-minute period a day and try for size. Give it a good try for 1 month. And I hope that you'll continue to do it, maybe for the rest of your life, because many things happen once you're into it and you are able to do it. It'll speak for itself. I don't have to convince you. Main thing here is to practice it, let the Lord take over, and it's like the Lord saying, come and see. Now, centering involves what we call awareness. We practice awareness in three different ways all the time. You're doing it right now. It's something that you take for granted. Very few of us analyze it. For example, the simplest kind of awareness you have with you all the time, you're aware of yourself. It's not very taxing. You're also aware of something else. You're aware of me. You better be. You hear me and you see me. Now, that's what we call being aware through our senses. You're also aware of somebody beside you. See? So there are levels of awareness. The deepest kind of awareness is our awareness of God within us. Because we're body and spirit, we are confused by these different levels of awareness. Oftentimes, our spirit is aware of God, but because our senses, through what we hear and see and feel, interfere with that awareness. And we're not fully aware of what's happening. And this is how God ministers to our spirit without us knowing it. Or why sometimes you say, and you can't put your finger on it, and you're saying, there's something I need. I'm missing something. And if you were given the gift of discernment more, if you had enough insight, then you would say it's your yearning for God. See, your spirit is aware of it, but this body of ours, with all its drives and our sense life making demands on us, interferes with it. So this is what we're going to cultivate. This awareness of the presence within us. So it presupposes, when we're dealing with God's presence, making an act of faith like, my God, I believe that you are dwelling within my deepest being. Now, with this act of faith, we move into God's presence. We should, if we recall anything we need to repent of, then to repent of it. That would make us unwelcome in that presence. And then move into that simple awareness by an act of love. Now, this love is renewed from time to time as we find our mind wandering by using what is called a prayer word, which we're going to explain very shortly. So the three guidelines, you have copies. You place yourself in God's presence by this act of faith. Then you open your spirit to Him by an act of love and simply saying, very simply, my God, Jesus, Father, I love you. Now, you maintain this awareness as much as you can. End your prayer, though, and this period with a short mental prayer, not necessarily with your lips, but it can be and will close it through a brief prayer like Glory be to the Father, said very slowly. But you have a choice when you do it regularly. Now, remain, the second guideline, remain in your center in loving surrender. Use one word called a prayer word to keep you centered. Now that should be a word that is personal to you, that you can relate to, part of your own spiritual life. Jesus is a prayer word that is very acceptable to most people. Also, Father, my God, beloved, love itself, or if you can relate to God as Father, even Papa. Believe me, there are some people who have that kind of relationship with our Heavenly Father. Or whatever you find that will bring you to that center. Repeat that prayer word slowly, mentally, at the beginning. Stop when you are centered. In other words, when you are aware of that presence, then just stay aware of it. That doesn't mean you're verbalizing, just aware. For example, if I stop talking and you just looked, that's what we mean. That kind of awareness. The third guideline, if you are distracted, and you will, by some thought or image, gently repeat your prayer word to bring you back to God's presence. Be only aware of that loving presence within you. You're not supposed to verbalize. In other words, this is not conversational prayer. What it is actually being before the Lord like a blackboard on which the Lord can write whatever He wants. Your spirit is open to Him. And it means, Lord, I belong to You. It's not a time for you telling Him anything. It's a time for Him telling you. And it's always blessed, depending on how faithful you are. Even if you are distracted, that doesn't interfere with what the Lord's doing, as long as you are not in that distraction. Look at it this way. It's like a person sitting in a window of their home. They're looking out straight ahead. Now, here are people passing by, automobiles, trucks, children going to school, and so on. Now, as they pass before your eye, you look this way. You see them, but then they go, but your eye doesn't follow them. You're not in the distraction, see? But if your eye follows them, then you're in it, right? Now, the imagination is like that, brings an image. If you follow the image, you're in it. Say the prayer word. Drop the image like a stone in water. Disappears, see? That's the purpose of the prayer word. But you're not to be saying the prayer word every moment. The purpose of it is to bring you back into the center where the Lord is. Then you remain in that presence. From time to time, these images come. You deal with them in that way. Later on, we're going to explain the different kinds of images that are going to come to you. By the way, even holy thoughts. This may surprise you. Why this kind of prayer? Because all the thoughts that we could have can never bring God to us as He is. But that act of faith that you make does. That's the beauty of faith. It makes God present in all His beauty. Even the greatest saints, with all their thoughts, couldn't bring God to them the way He is. But the act of faith does. And then your act of love embraces that reality. That's the beauty of this prayer. It's so simple that it escapes many people. So, without further ado, this is what we're going to do now for the next 20 minutes. You're all facing the tabernacle, so we ask you to be comfortable, and if you need those guidelines in front of you, look at them briefly. First, place yourself in the Lord's presence, an act of faith. My God or Jesus, I believe you're here. I love you. Now, remain in that thought. Use your prayer word to come deeper into that presence. Just keep saying, Jesus, slowly. Taste it, kind of. And if you have a distraction, say the word again. But when you're back in the presence, stay there. And you don't need the prayer word because you're aware of the presence. And from time to time, use that. And then after a 20-minute period, we'll get back into a question and dialogue period. I would like to have a little dialogue on any questions that you'd like to ask at this time. We'll allow a 10-minute period, but the main part of our morning is to give you a good experience of what centering can be. Your first experience doesn't mean it's going to be that way all the time. It's supposed to grow, and it'll become very beautiful. But don't place expectations on what you want that day. Leave it up to the Lord. Okay? Any questions? Yes.
You said this is the first step into contemplation?
Yes. Centering prayer is a way of opening you, your spirit, to the Lord in what we call a loving look at the Lord. It's above meditation, taking meditation in its strict meaning. It's working with your reasoning mind and your imagination, conversation, a lot of work. This is tuning much of that out, very much of it. All you maintain is awareness, that's all. Plus, your surrender to the Lord in an act of love. That's all we do. The rest is up to the Lord. You don't. The Lord moves you. Okay? I'm glad I had to say that.
Do you ask questions?
Pardon?
Do they ask questions?
You ask the Lord questions? No. You're simply saying, Lord, I'm here for you. I love you. Whatever you want, I want to be for you. That's it. That's your general attitude, see? And then the Lord can do anything, but you will be surprised. However, it may be so hidden from you that you think nothing's being done. I cannot tell you everything in 10 minutes. We're going to have another explanation later on. But I do want to take care of some questions, but I do also want to have a break so that you're not into this in too lengthy a period, which might be too much for some of you, okay? But during this time, you ask no questions. You're simply for the Lord, and He's for you, and that's enough. Yes? Does that create a confusion for you? Well, it's what we would call part of the distraction. If you're more aware of that than of the presence, your breathing, or the sounds around you, then use your mantra prayer, Jesus, or whatever prayer will focus you on the presence, okay? We're going to go into the many things that could distract you, among them even holy thoughts. This will surprise you. See? You're not there necessarily to develop insights that could be precious and beautiful. The only reason you're there is union with the Lord. That's it. Anything else you can write down afterward, but not at that time. Okay? No. Awareness is awareness of a presence. It's not a blank then. A blank would be you can't remember a thing. If you're in that kind of a fuzzy state, then you must get back to the prayer word, the presence. Okay? In other words, you're going to have to deal with mind wandering. This is what we call distraction. And this is why the prayer word, Jesus, then it comes back to the presence. Yes. Oh, wait, you asked the question. We'd like to give others a chance. What do you mean by yoga suggestions? Method. Well, that does happen in contemplation. Even St. Francis de Sales speaks of the spirit trying to go through the top of your head. Okay? And that can be an experience. But as far as using a yoga method, I'd say if you can avoid it, the better. We don't need that, actually. We have methods of our own in Western culture and also psychology. And the breathing technique that was mentioned here, breathing in Jesus, exhaling Jesus, okay? That's focusing on the presence. It's also restful. It supplies the brain with a lot of oxygen, which you need at that time. Okay? But using yoga method, it would be confusing. Unless you're an expert. And I would assume there's nobody here that is an expert. Yes? If you want to use the help of what we call our guardian angel, all right, providing you don't focus on him. we can ask the intercession of the saints, but that's all an introductory. Well, once you're baptized forever. And well, you mean, yes, at that moment when you were a little child, your first moment of baptism, you were innocent, at total innocence. I see what you mean. And then, of course, God is present in a beautiful way. Only in a child, the child doesn't respond as we can as adults. So its spiritual life is minimal. But your life now, as you begin to grow in this relationship, is a growth in love. That's what union with God is all about. But your act of faith is necessary to bring you into God as He is, not any image that you can manufacture. The only modification I would make of that is the image of the double image now that we have of the Lord. If you need that as a help, that will not interfere with the presence. But if you're lost in how the eyes look and what was the color of his face, how long was his hair, then you're lost in the distraction. See? It's the presence that you need. And that image may help, may also help to still the imagination from running all over creation. Only God can really totally place our imagination in stillness. And he doesn't do that very often. In the meantime, we need to exercise a kind of mental discipline that will place it in a quiet, and with God's grace, also to assist us. But this is where you realize within us, we have a life within us, an inner life, that is quite different from our outer life, our life with God. So these faculties of will, imagination, our understanding, reasoning mind, have a special activity in prayer, but minimal in centering prayer. What's mostly at work here is the will, love. You are committed to the Lord for those 20 minutes in a surrender that says, "My God, I belong to you. Amen." You don't have to repeat it as long as that's your attitude. If it changes through distraction, get back to your prayer word, Jesus. Okay? Is it a prayer that you say, or? Mm-hmm. Well, that's by way of protection. If it assists you in remaining in that presence, all right. After a while, you may not need it. Main thing is a prayer word. See? A prayer word that'll bring you back to that presence. It's good if you sense a need to place yourself in God's protection from the presence of a spirit of evil. By the way, they don't want you to pray. Okay? So it might be a good thing before you begin to pray to say, "Jesus, in your name, I command all spirits of evil or demons to leave me and not to come back. And I place myself in your presence." Now that comes into that act of faith, though. See, that's the act of faith then. See? Okay? Yes. Yes, Josephine. That's all right. That's only another deeper explanation of what we're saying. See, I wanted to make it simple. Later on, we'll go into more detail explaining this, okay? But yes, as you said, just being before God as you are. As you are doesn't mean with my holy face, but as you are with all your faults, but also the goodness. As we are before God, yes, that's what it is. We're not hiding anything from the Lord. And therefore we must be humble. And if needed, as I said, repent. We're now a little bit over the time that I wanted to give, but we're going to move into another period. Do you think you can take another period of 20 minutes? All right. Let me ask a kind of a general reaction to this. How do you feel about this? Feel good? All right. So,
a lot of strength together.
Well, there's something I want to say about that too. Because it's not only the Lord's presence, it's those who are here with their kind of faith and their kind of love of God that shares
See? Without our knowing it, we radiate to one another. Our spirit, as it is indwelt by God, brings blessings to those around us. For example, if Mother Teresa of Calcutta was sitting in the back, how would you feel?
Oh.
Or Pope John Paul. If we had both of them, well, we'd be on cloud 59, I mean. So without further ado, for the next 20 minutes now, we're going to be with the Lord. Yes. Well, it depends on what you were, where you were this morning, what's happening, and so on. But more than an hour is enough. More than an hour is too much. An hour is enough because you can become what we call spaced out. You're so aware of the presence and so on that you don't know what's happening around you. And it can also put a person into a kind of physical trance, which is not good. So let that be a kind of a warning. But now, without further ado, for the next 20 minutes, let's be with the Lord. You know how to do that now.
I'd like to add some more instruction on centering. And before I do, I'd like to say that the exercises that I'm going to illustrate are really not a necessity, they're optional, but they are a great help toward relaxation. Many will need some method of relaxing before moving into centering prayer because they have been quite active before their time of prayer. Usually, they are mentally carrying with them the occupations that held their attention before centering. There is a need to be able to let go of these preoccupations, and a good way to do this is to spend some time in relaxing. When we think of such prayer, or what such prayer is, we see that it should be a relaxing kind of prayer where the spirit is free to be with the Lord and to forget the body for the time being. True, not all need the same kind of exercise to relax, because they are quite relaxed to begin with. But some short form of relaxation is good for every person. Just relax to begin with, to give the mind a chance to empty itself of previous occupations and tensions. Now, how much time should you give to this? Obviously, a person cannot give too much time to this exercise because your prayer time is going to be just 20 minutes, so 2 minutes would be sufficient. Now let's look into some of the methods of relaxing. The first method would be called a deep breathing method. It is fairly common knowledge that taking deep breaths bring a feeling of relaxation, because it involves using muscles in the stomach where tension is so often felt. Deep breaths force these muscles to exercise and so relax their tension. At the same time, fresh air brings fresh oxygen into the blood and also to the brain, thus making a person more alert mentally. Before centering, a person might select a comfortable chair that will provide a firm back support in a straight position. The eyes should be closed, but gently. Avoid tension in keeping your eyes closed. Hang loose might be a good attitude to keep in mind. Exhale all air from the lungs slowly, by pushing the stomach inward gently, letting the air out. Then gently breathe in a full breath of air that is comfortable. Hold it for a few moments as you let the oxygen reach the brain to make you more alert. Be sure you do not have on tight garments that may hamper breathing and create tension. Repeat this simple exercise twice more. After this, you should be ready to move into centering. Those who try this exercise find it a great help to relax. It frees the mind from distracting thoughts that may have been occupying you during a previous occupation. This simple exercise can be used when centering with a group as well as in private prayer time. The next exercise is rotating the head. This exercise is recommended by Basil Pennington, and it's that of rotating one's head. While seated in a chair with eyes gently closed, you slowly expel all air from your lungs as in deep breathing. But as you do so, you let your head come down on your chest. Next, as you breathe in fresh air slowly, raise your head and allow it to fall backward as far as possible. With a slight pause, repeat the exercise two more times. If you feel this is not enough, you may repeat the exercise several more times. But instead of lifting up your head as you inhale, you simply roll it to the right until it falls backward. After a short pause, let your head continue to roll toward the left while you exhale and let it rest on your chest. This could be done three times. This exercise is said to help loosen tense muscles around the neck and shoulders. It in turn leads to loosening of tension in forehead as well as in the crown of the head, gradually spreading through the entire body. It has surprising results. Again, not too much time should be spent in this exercise. It is intended to be a kind of physical orientation for centering prayer. A third exercise might be called body relaxation by stages. This particular body exercise is recommended by Father William Menninger. First of all, you take your regular comfortable body posture, the one that you find suits you best. Next, you turn your attention to your left foot. See it in imagination being completely relaxed, all tension flowing out through the toes. Then move to the ankle. See the ankle becoming completely relaxed and all tension leaving it. Next, move on to the calf, the knee, the thigh, and follow the same procedure with each part of the body. Then move to the right foot and follow the same exercise with each part of the right foot, ankle, calf, and so on. When you have done this, move on to the hips, the stomach, lungs, heart, the inner organs, if you are able to do this. Move on to the lower back and on to the other parts of the back. Then to the left shoulder blade and on to the right shoulder blade. Move around to the front of the chest. First the left side, then the right side. Continue to the right shoulder and then to the left, letting them slump if they are not completely down. Move to the arms. First the left arm, the upper part of the arm first, then the elbow, forearm, hand, and fingers, letting all the tension flow out the tips of your fingers. Do the same for the right arm and its parts. Now, move to the neck. Feel it relax on all sides, then the jaws, tongue, right down into your throat, and continue to all parts around the lips, seeing the tension leaving, everything relaxed. Move on to the right cheek and the area under the right eye, the eyelids, where there is often much tension, also the eyebrow. Do the same for the left cheek and other areas on that side. Next, move on to the forehead, and let the tension flow out, the furrowed lines there disappearing as you feel your brow relaxing. Within yourself, keep saying, relax, relax, relax. Say it slowly. Next, move to the scalp, the skin, and back of your head. As you turn attention to each part, see the tension flowing away, letting each part become completely relaxed. It has been found by those who have used this exercise that it does bring on a deep and complete relaxation. Those who use it may combine this exercise with the three breaths as we described them earlier in this talk, but remember there's no obligation to do so. This particular exercise can be practiced with a group without drawing attention to oneself, and of course in private prayer time. And there's one more exercise. It's called complete relaxation. This particular exercise can be done with a group and can be fun. However, it will require space between persons, and it's done in a standing position. First of all, raise your right hand as high as you can and stretch it even more than you can, holding the stretch for a few moments. Then allow your arm to fall gently, remaining loose. Next, raise your left arm in the same fashion and repeat the same operation. Move on to your head, allowing it to fall forward with your arms hanging loose and your body bent at the waist. Don't worry about bending your knees or keeping them straight. Just be completely relaxed, your head falling as far as it can, even if possible to the floor. Rest in this position for some moments, then gently come to an upright position. Next, bring both feet together and raise your arms outward, parallel to your shoulders, as far as you can. Now, gently turn your body to the right as far as possible, and turn even some more as far as you can. Hold this twist for some moments, then reverse the twist toward the left as far as you can, and then some more, holding it for some moments, then returning to center as you relax and let your arms fall gently down. In the next maneuver, keep both feet together, put your right hand under your chin while placing your left hand on the back of your head. Twist your head gently as far as you can to the right, and then some more. Hold the twist for a while, then relax as you return to center. Now, this could appear to be very funny, as if, for example, your head was screwed on to your shoulder, and now you were unscrewing your head. Now repeat the same maneuver, but switch hands. In other words, place the left hand under your chin and the right hand at the back of your neck and twist to the left, holding the twist for a while, then return to center. Drop your arms gently at your side. By this time, you will have stretched all the muscles in your body. And if you have stretched even beyond your limit, you will feel very good. After this, you can take your seated position and begin to enter into centering prayer. Now, while these exercises can be a great help toward relaxation, you need not consider them as a necessary part of your centering prayer. In other words, if you feel sufficiently relaxed, then take your seated position in the comfortable chair that you've been using for centering, and then move on into the three guidelines provided earlier in this conference. Move on into centering prayer. But these exercises can be done prayerfully. In other words, they need not be a distraction. They are done in the Lord's presence, and let us say, with the Lord. But they are still optional. What is important is that each person should be relaxed as he can before entering into centering. How one does it is up to the particular person. Now, the main reason for such relaxation is that our spirit should be free to be with the Lord while we forget our body for the duration of our time of prayer. You can see how a body that is not relaxed can be a source of distraction. For example, if you're kneeling, in time your back is going to be saying, ouch, calling attention to itself, calling you out of your center. Any other position that might bring on tension might do the same thing. So in other words, a comfortable position is important, mainly so that you can forget your body and your spirit will be free to respond to the Lord.